am a qualified doctor, a qualified GP, and as you can imagine, making the switch,
yes,
my parents are thrilled. Absolutely delighted.
If you go out into a mainstream crowd and you say I'm Asian or whatever, then okay, they go, all right, well, where's the joke, you know? So there has to be a gag, there has to be an angle, otherwise people, you know, they say, well, why are you talking to
it? I think it puts a unique slant on it, certainly. And I guess you talk about yourself, don't you? Talk about what you know. And for me, being British and being Asian is part of who I am, so that does come into it.
You were viewed as the freak act, the weird act, kind of, because you're Asian.
I don't like to do the whole goodness gracious me thing and put on a funny accent and then just laugh just for the sheer point of that, and it's not really where I'm trying to go with my comedy. I'm trying to take it a step further from that, because in the mainstream, all we've really seen is goodness gracious me.
I am fully aware of the dangers of opening with a comedy cliche, as it were, but I realise that many of you will be thinking, aha, so that's what he's been up to since Jungle Book.
The voices you just heard were all British Asian comics. Asian comics, Asian doctors we've all heard of, Asian accountants, we get that. But Asian comics? As a second generation British Asian, I grew up knowing that behind closed doors, Asians are funny. Storytelling is in our blood, and the culture provides a rich seam of humour to tap into. For many, the perception is that we are taxi drivers, shopkeepers, and yes, of course, lawyers, accountants and doctors. But there are those that have taken the leap, left the law degree behind, and taken up the mic. So I've headed out to discover who the big names are on the current scene, as well as those that are about to break through. What are they talking about on stage? Is it the British Asian experience, or does their ethnicity not even come into it? If you're brown and funny, how far can you get in your comedy career, and who's coming to see you? I want to know if comedy is a job for an Asian. So first off, I'm heading to Elstree to meet stand-up comic Jay Sodiger.
When I first started out, goodness gracious me, hadn't really been big or anything like that. It really only just started. And I started off and it was different. It was kind of like you were viewed as the freak act, the weird act, kind of, because you're Asian. It was never seen of. Black comics were different because there was an established black circuit, but there still wasn't any Asian circuit at all. After Goodness Gracious Me became very, very popular, Asian comics suddenly became very, very popular. So all of a sudden, me, Paul Chowdhury, Paul Sinha were kind of like the three main youngsters in circuit. We all kicked off at the same time, and then suddenly it became popular.
I was obsessed with comedy. And then one year, 1994, I failed my medical finals. And a 6 month out, I thought I'd better find a hobby. So I started going to watch even more stand-up comedy and started thinking, would I be any good at this? As a lot of people, I think when they go and watch stand-up comedy. And then eventually I decided to give it a shot.
This is Paul Sinha, talking to me just before he headed in to do a gig at a comedy club on Borough High Street in South London.
When I was going to watch comedy, which was the early to mid-90s, there really only was Jeff Mirza. There was no other Asian comics on the circuit at all.
Did it put you off to only see Jeff's face?
No, it didn't put me off, because I never saw race as being a bar to being in stand-up at all. I never really saw it as an issue. I think comedy's changed a lot, and now you can be 75 years old, 15 years old, black, white, Asian, Chinese, disabled, Jewish, whatever, and you're pretty much given equal opportunity to get into the world of stand-up comedy.
I'm not just here to take the ethnic box tonight. I'm about to tell you about the time in July 2005, and with no courage on my part whatsoever, I finally came out of the closet to my dad. Let me explain. I am an openly gay man. It wasn't a cruel, practical joke. I'm such a coward. I don't think I was ever going to tell him. Then one Friday, everything taken out of my own hands. The Manchester Evening News publishes a photograph of my face underneath the headline, "The Only Gay Bengali Doctor in the Country." My dad rings me up and says, "We need to chat." I go over on the Monday, he sits me down, and he hits me with a bombshell. "Your mum tells me there's something about your life you haven't told me." And I'll be honest with you, I sat there saying nothing for about 20 minutes. As my brain whirled into action, I thought, I have to come out to my dad. He just smiles and goes, "Big deal." How weird was that? The 100-to-1 outside. I didn't see this one coming. My dad has never been a liberal. Although I'm from the more liberal wing of Asian immigration into this country, in my community, being gay is seen as the ultimate taboo, a status just below a leper. just above